Impossible Christianity. Why following Jesus does not mean you have to change the world, be an expert in everything, accept spiritual failure, and feel miserable pretty much all the time. By Kevin DeYoung, Crossway 2023, 140 pages, a book review from Books at a Glance, by Darren Bradley. Walking in a manner worthy of the Lord, Colossians 1:10, is a challenging task for the disciple of Christ. But is it impossible? This is the subject of Kevin DeYoung's book, Impossible Christianity. As the senior pastor at Christ Covenant Church, DeYoung writes from a pastor's heart to his flock. However, as an associate professor at Reformed Theological Seminary, he approaches the subject from a theological perspective. This two-pronged approach is seen in the thesis statement for the book. For the first part of the thesis, DeYoung writes, "This book is about the last line of that sentence above, how God loves us even though we are spiritual failures. This book is about how that line, however well-intentioned, is unbiblical, inaccurate, and unhelpful." Page 6. DeYoung follows that up with the second part of the thesis, stating, "Following Christ is never easy, but it does not have to be impenetrably mysterious, exceedingly complex, and relentlessly guilt-producing. Christianity doesn't have to be impossible." Page 7. Book summary. The book is structured into 8 chapters, each delving into a specific theme. Chapter 1 explores the possibility that the believer will hear, "Well done," Luke 19:17, when his time on earth is finished. DeYoung is meticulous in pointing out what he is saying and not saying throughout this chapter, providing clarity. This is best exemplified by DeYoung's statement, "Possible Christianity is not passive Christianity," page 19. In Chapter 2, DeYoung, using passages from 1 John, presents 3 signposts, theological, moral, and social, to help the believer know if he is walking worthy of the Lord. As part of his argument, DeYoung answers these objections to these signposts. A key quote for Chapter 2 is, "Simply put, the good works of believers can be truly good works, even if the mode in which they are done is imperfect," page 38. "Am I doing enough?" is a question many believers grapple with, and DeYoung wrestles with it in Chapter 3. Often believers try to compare themselves with those they perceive to be super Christians, leading to feelings of inadequacy. Here, DeYoung helps his reader understand that God has not made us all in the same way, and he does not expect the word to flow through us all in the same way, page 55. Offering a refreshing perspective, DeYoung uses Chapter 4 to help wealthy believers understand that walking worthy of the Lord is possible even without giving away their wealth. DeYoung states, "If the materially rich, and that's most of us, are to follow Jesus with integrity, they need a new heart toward God, a new generosity toward people, and a new attitude toward money," page 72. Chapters 5 and 6 address the burden of guilt placed on people by culture or themselves. DeYoung states, "Christian obedience becomes impossible when, instead of the basics of putting off the works of the flesh and putting on the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:16-24, Colossians 3:5-14, we are called to account for every unpopular ism, every broken system, and every bad thing we see too much of in a culture," pages 80-81. "And don't train yourself to have a guilty conscience. If you are guilty, deal with it and know the joy of forgiveness in Christ. If you aren't guilty, don't wallow in feelings of failure as if that makes you a better Christian," page 99. The 2 concluding chapters help the reader see the benefits and possibilities of a faithful, quiet Christian life. DeYoung sums up these 2 chapters and the whole book when he states, "One of the great disservices we have done the church is to let people think that getting married, having children, staying married, taking those children to church, teaching those children about the faith, buying shoes, and training those children to be kind and courageous Christian adults is something other than radical discipleship," page 119. Evaluation. The stated desire for this book is to help believers realize that it is possible to live a Christian life and please God without using the mantra that God loves me even though I'm a spiritual failure. DeYoung has accomplished this stated task and shown that walking worthy of the Lord is possible. One could argue that this book was unnecessary because the Bible already says it is possible. However, as DeYoung points out, Christianity became impossible in large part because of our good intentions to emphasize a host of truths that taken together make it seem like devout piety requires an impossible Christianity. Page 16. The stated benefits of Christians do not always match the functional truths of Scripture. This book provides the principles believers need to functionally live by the stated truths of Scripture. One of the ways DeYoung accomplishes this goal is by is also one of the book's strengths. DeYoung is liberal in his use of scripture throughout the book. By providing the biblical warrant for each teaching point, DeYoung also helps the reader see how the Bible does not require believers to live by some impossible standard. DeYoung writes, "But if love and obedience must always be understood as perfect and flawless, we won't be able to take the Bible on its own terms." 1 John 5:2, page 36. Another strength of the book is its engagement with contemporary issues, corporate guilt for past sin and wealth. By engaging with these issues, DeYoung takes his thesis from the theoretical to the practical everyday life of the believer. Not only does the Bible say that it is possible to please God, but the truth of Scripture has practical application as the believer lives his life in society. The host of truths can now be applied appropriately, making it possible for one to live worthy of the Lord. This book is excellent for believers who struggle with the idea that they are a spiritual failure, and that is all they will ever be. It will help them see how Christians are not only counted righteous on account of Christ's righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. We can, as the fruit, not the ground, of that imputed righteousness, live holy lives pleasing to God, page 102. It will also be helpful for pastors as they seek to find relevant ways to help their congregation apply Scripture to life. Darren Bradley.